North Korea appears to be in no rush to resume talks with the United States. Reuters quotes a senior North Korean official today as saying Pyongyang does not feel the need for such talks, that they would be nothing more than a political tool for Washington. Vice Foreign Minister Cho Sun-hui said negotiations would not work out and that there will be no change in North Korean policy on the issue. U.S. Deputy Secretary of State Stephen Biegun is due to visit South Korea next week to discuss stalled talks with the North. South Korean President Moon Jae-in this week said President Donald Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un should meet again before the U.S. elections. Iran says it plans to retaliate against any country that carries out cyber attacks on its nuclear sites. This in the wake of a fire at its Natanz plant, which some Iranian officials say may have been sabotaged. The uranium enrichment site, much of it underground, is one of several Iranian facilities monitored by inspectors of the International Atomic Energy Agency. Tehran's top security body says the cause of the incident has been determined and that due to security considerations, it would only be announced at what it called a convenient time. This is a pandemic-stricken Independence Day in the United States. On its eve, President Trump delivered a fiery speech at the iconic Mount Rushmore Memorial in South Dakota. He barely mentioned the coronavirus. Instead, it was a direct appeal to his political base, 4 months before Election Day and at a time when the president is badly trailing in the polls. Mr. Trump accused racial equality protesters of engaging in what he called a merciless campaign to wipe out our history. The event resembled a campaign rally. Mr. Trump used a divisive approach to a country hammered by the pandemic and deeply affected by racial injustice. He described a need to protect monuments and statues, some of which honor historic figures who benefited from slavery. The president said there is a movement openly attacking the legacies of every person on Mount Rushmore. Granite sculptures there honor George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln, and Teddy Roosevelt. Via remote, this is VOA News. In his Mount Rushmore address, President Trump charged that some on the political left, in his words, hope to defame our heroes, erase our values, and indoctrinate our children. He said we will not be intimidated by those he called bad, evil people. The Friday night event came against the backdrop of a spiraling pandemic that has killed close to 130,000 people in the United States. The case count is approaching 2.8 million. The thousands that turned out for the president chose not to wear masks, and there was no sign of social distancing, clearly violating the advice of health experts who say such mass gatherings risk becoming a virus super spreader. Hard-hit California, Texas, Arizona, and Florida have a combined case count of more than 700,000 COVID cases, with a collective death toll of more than 14,000. Florida reported 341 new hospital admissions of COVID-19 patients on Friday, the biggest daily jump since the pandemic began. New COVID cases on Friday in Florida, almost 9,500. The mayor of Miami-Dade County in Florida has ordered tighter mask rules at restaurants requiring customers to wear facial coverings at all times unless eating or drinking. Governor Ron DeSantis has rejected calls to make masking a requirement statewide. Arizona has reached new peaks in pandemic hospital admissions and emergency room visits, fortifying its place as a virus hotspot. State health officials say the capacity of hospital intensive care units is at an all-time high of 91%. California Governor Gavin Newsom is warning local elected officials they risk losing state funding if they don't enforce health orders as the pandemic worsens in his state. The Johns Hopkins worldwide coronavirus figures at this hour, more than 11 million cases and well over 525,000 lives lost. South Africa, with another 9,000 cases, now reports 177,000 corona infections, 30% of them in the Johannesburg area. The death toll has put at almost 3,000. British pubs are reopening today in an effort to give people the idea things are returning to some kind of normal. In South Africa, the pandemic has so far claimed more than 44,000 lives. In the UK, cases are nearing 286,000. Brazil's President Jair Bolsonaro has approved a law requiring masks on streets and in public transportation to help prevent coronavirus infections. Voting is closed in an Australian parliamentary by-election being seen as a referendum on Prime Minister Scott Morrison's handling of bushfires and the pandemic, with a tight outcome expected. The result in the bushfire-hit electoral state of Eden-Monaro will not affect the balance of power in the parliament, but it may be a barometer of opinion on Morrison, whose popularity fell over this handling of the devastating fires, but seems to have improved with his response to the coronavirus. More news online at voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.
The voice of OAA, one, the voice